This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. His name is Bill Hartman, friend of the show. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jason. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on. You know, we consider you a friend of the show, a friend of the company, and, you know, it is absolutely our pleasure to have you on the show. Bill, why don't we get into it? In our last interview, you had stated that you were going to head and launch sales of your pain products via the internet. How has that come about?
We launched about 2 weeks ago, and that was we were supposed to launch earlier in January, but truth is there are just so many issues and vacations people took over the Christmas and New Year's holidays, and people were ill and so forth and so on. But at any rate, we launched a couple weeks ago, and a very successful launch. We're very excited about the sales are starting to come in and starting to grow. And our products are such that everyone who uses them just absolutely is going to be a return customer. I just got off the phone with someone from Texas, and I had a call the other day from a woman and her husband. She had polymyalgia, and mm-hmm. I never knew there was such a thing as polymyalgia. I knew about fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. but at any rate, she said she hadn't been able to sleep in 10 years. And her husband has arthritis in his fingers and hands, and he could never make a fist, at least for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And she had him rub some of this on her back, and by God, she got instant relief and slept the whole night. And then he was jumping up and down because he could make a fist without pain. And they're the biggest believers in the world in our roll-on applicator and our pain patch. Mm-hmm. So we have two products today. It's been a very successful launch, and people can buy our products on www.painreliefmeds.com. And believe me, this is a miracle product.
Oh, I do believe you. In fact, you know, I have actually tried your pain patch, your 96-hour pain patch, you know, over a four-day weekend over here. And, you know, tell you the truth, I loved it. I, you know, suffer from some minor back pain, but when I applied the patch myself, now this is a personal testimonial. This was not a paid testimonial whatsoever. This is my own personal experience. But for the 96 hours I had it, no pain for my back. I could move around. I could play with my three-year-old son. And coming from someone who, you know, has suffered with pain from being at desk job up and down all the time, you know, I absolutely love the pain patch myself. As of right now, the internet is the only means of distribution of your product, or are you pursuing other means of product distribution?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because the truth is I've gone to several chiropractic centers. There's one here in Grove City, Pennsylvania, that has a big neon sign that says Pain Relief and Wellness Strategy Center, Dr. Vinton. And I went in, gave them some samples, and after about a week, they called me up and said, can you give us more of these? And they're now a distributor. I've hit two other chiropractic centers that have multiple locations. I've also gone to a sports medicine and therapy group that has three locations. They are now a distributor. And even beyond that, we have signed up last week. We signed up three pharmacies, and four more are supposed to sign up within the week. And so we're very excited about that. But even more exciting news mm-hmm. is that one of the largest, if not the largest, pharmacy by mail organizations is we're going to announce that next week. They are very excited about having our product and putting it in their line. So we have picked up a number of direct distributors. I could pick up more, very frankly. Anybody who uses the product instantly is sold on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do this within the realms of our. This has to be a progressive thing, whereas our capacity to meet these demands is in fact consistent with the demand. So we're stepping up our manufacturing capability as we speak, and distribution is right now being completed both by internet and by direct distribution. So we're using a two-pronged approach.
That's exceptional. And the best part is that you don't need a prescription for this product. It's completely OTC.
Yes, yes it is. This product is opioid-free, non-GMO, non-toxic, 50-state legal, all natural ingredients. And on our website, you can actually see the ingredients. It won't do the people any good because it's the sequence and the various temperatures that these ingredients have to be blended. And second point, on our pain patch, our competition puts their material on the adhesive. We use 3M hypoallergenic adhesive, but we put a clear plastic shield between the adhesive and our mixture. Now, to the mixture is also added an accelerant or exciter, and this causes the material actually to flow through the dermal and into the bloodstream. Now, if that exciter comes in contact with the adhesive, you're getting adhesive molecules like our competition has no shield. We have a shield. It's actually a patent-pending design. We call it our patent-pending reservoir design. So ours is not only the most effective, but it is, in fact, the safest. We have 20% more CBD than our competition, and our patch area is 30% larger. So we believe we have, frankly, a superior product. On our roll-on applicator, we have 110 milligrams of CBD. Our competition has 100. So we have a superior product, both ends. So we have two products today.
That's incredible. My guest again today is Bill Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Now, Bill, I don't know if you can comment on this or not here, but how have initial sales have been for the 2 weeks that you guys have launched the painreliefmeds.com?
Well, they've been very good. Not outstanding, but very good. The distribution via the internet is beginning to accelerate. Again, once people use it, they'll tell their friends, their neighbors. We haven't really advertised. We have one advertisement in Central Florida, in the Tampa region,
mm-hmm.
in one of the subdivisions. Frankly, we've been very judicious in how we spend money. But one of the key points that I want to expand on is that today we have a 96-hour pain patch. We also have the roll-on applicator. But this calendar year, we plan to launch a series of related products, all with the same or similar formulation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a spray, a cream, and these are all coming out by mid-year. And we're also going to come out with a gel pen. I really like the gel pen, personally. The gel pen can be carried in a purse or in a pocket, and you pull it out, and you can just click it, and you get the exact cream you want and rub it in, and immediately you get the pain relief. And then we're going to follow that with a tablet / capsule. We really haven't decided which form is best, but probably a tablet. And that's going to be, again, all natural ingredients. And we've trademarked the name Pain-EX, or capital EX, but it's Pain-X. So when someone sees a box and they're looking up and down and they see all these different analgesics and they see Pain-X, frankly, we think that that's going to be a product that they're going to try. And Pain-X, and we also are planning a Pain-X 2, where we've got our own blend of proprietary ingredients we're going to be adding to that. And our intent is to compete with the opioid market. You know, today we have, there are no opioids in our product.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there's really a huge national scandal. 28,000 people in the United States last year died from opioid poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
28,000. And how many more are hooked on opioids? But our product is opioid-free, non-GMO, non-toxic, and we really think that we've got an alternative to the opioid market. So we really think this product is going to take off. By the way, the pain market worldwide, just from the pain products that are sold, we did a Google search and we added up all the totals. It's $112 billion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that market is huge, and that's the market we're going to be competing. We're also looking to expand into Asia. We have one of our chief technical officer is heading to the Philippines at the end of March, and he has some key contacts in the Philippines for all of Asia distribution. We're also thinking of Europe. We're thinking of South America. We have people already on the ground in South America, and we're going to be looking towards expanding into those arenas. I want to do that when the new products are available, because you only have one shot to do a thing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is you do it when you're at your strongest. And I want to do it when we have the broadest product distribution capability. By that, I mean the most and various products. So those are our plans. Pretty aggressive, but that's what we intend to do.
Absolutely. Yep. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression, as it were.
No, that's right.
Excellent. My guest again today is Bill Hartman. He is the CEO of Premier Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. Now, I'd like to take a step back a little bit here, Bill. You have a biologics division of the company that deals with immunotherapy. What are you doing with that technology, and what are your plans going forward?
That's a great question. I've been asked this. Some of our stockholders have said for a long time you were talking about your work on cancer,
mm-hmm.
and we had developed a super patent-pending anti-cancer drug. There are actually three principal cancer antigens. There's CTLA-4, which is associated with breast cancer. There's PD-1, and there's BTLA. Now, there are possibly others, but those are the principal ones.
Mm-hmm.
CTLA-4, again, is breast cancer. We focused on that initially. We've had two major experimentation with the University of Texas at El Paso, our partner. We had a group of 72 mice, and we had three groups contained therein. We had a control group that got no remediation. We had a chemo group that had chemo simulating the way chemo is given to humans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our group. And of course, the control group and the chemo group were white laboratory mice, completely black underbellies, and had to be euthanized because we didn't want them to suffer. But our mice that had our anti-cancer drug, in fact, had a completely white underbelly. This was just a huge thing. What's even more stunning about our experimentation was that our mice, after they'd completed the test and it wasn't really part of the regimen, we tried to reinject breast cancer into these mice, and they were immune to subsequent attempts. So what we had not only, we believe, developed an effective anti-cancer drug once people or animals, in this case, had cancer, but we believe it could be an anti-cancer preventative, which is just unheard of in the market.
Absolutely.
So at any rate, the bottom line is we completed those tests, the second series of tests we did with 90 mice. We also compared it to the leading anti-cancer drugs that are commercially on the market today.
Mm-hmm.
And we outperformed them by multiples. I mean, outperformed them and chemo, et cetera, as well as these other anti-cancer commercial drugs, which, by the way, their patents are soon to expire. So we were very excited about that, but the cost to continue to develop this was just literally almost bankrupted us. Mm-hmm. We borrowed very, very heavily in order to finance this, and frankly, that's why our stock tumbled, because we had as many as five toxic lenders at one time.
Wow.
The good news is we're going to be out of the last remaining toxic lender. We're going to be out of that toxic lender by the end of this month.
Wow, that's
so
incredible.
That's good news. But as a net result, what we've had to do was we had to put these on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
We are in current negotiations with several companies that are interested in pursuing that technology. By the way, we had hoped that Big Pharma was going to come rushing with bushel baskets full of money and tears in their eyes. It just didn't happen so far. But we have two groups that have approached us with money, and one of the offers I've rejected out of hand. The second one, we're still negotiating. So the intent is if we're able to reach agreement, the intent would be we'd have the funding necessary to continue with the experimentation. Our next round of experimentation would be to humanize our drug and to run tests on humanized animals. Then we would lead towards testing with humans in obviously with a humanized drug, preclinical testing. So we believe at that time, if we continue to outperform the leading commercially available anti-cancer drugs, that probably Big Pharma would come forward. For us to consider taking this to market by ourselves and completing all the tests, that literally is not within the realms of reality. We just don't have that kind of money. But we do have the money available to run preclinical trials on humans, and that's why we're waiting on these outside sources to join us and to take it to shall we say a more complete stage.
Absolutely. My guest again today has been Bill Hartman. He is the CEO for Premier Biomedical Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. You can find out more information on Premier Biomedical by going to their website, premierbiomedical.com. And again, if you are interested in their pain relief products, you can go to painreliefmeds.com. Bill, again, we always appreciate you coming and taking time out of your day to come on our show and to tell us about Premier Biomedical and the advances that you guys are making. We appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it. And by all means, we want you to keep coming back to us and keep us filled in on everything that's going on with Premier Biomedical.
Well, Jason, I appreciate this opportunity. Respect you and Everett and Jolly greatly, and thank you for this opportunity. One thing I have to tell your listeners,
mm-hmm.
Our stock is very low today, but the name of the game has always been and always will be buy low and sell high.
Absolutely.
And our stock has been put here not because of non-performance, but rather because of the necessity to borrow money and to deal with toxic lenders. The good news is we're just about out of that, and frankly, going forward, our whole strategy is to not use toxic lenders, but rather to look for partners who have the funds necessary to take us forward, but will not be toxic in the long run. So we have great technology. Work very, very hard. This is a 24 hours a day job. I average about 4 to 5 hours sleep a night, and the rest of the time spent working. So anyone interested in investing in a tremendous technology and a tremendous future, we're the company. So thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's been our pleasure. Again, Bill Hartman, CEO of Premier Biomedical, trading on the OTC under the ticker symbol BIEI. Thanks again, Bill, for your time.
Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.